Well, the news release concerned the financial impact of the February 2nd rolling brownout throughout the ERCOT grid in the state of Texas. You know, there were really two events, one of them being the actual physical event with keeping the lights on, keeping electricity on to all the customers throughout the ERCOT system. But really the second story is one that's just as important, and that's the financial impact of what that period of time on February 2nd meant. Really, the ERCOT energy market was at maximum levels as far as cost during that during that morning, and just in a 6 or 7 hour period, because of the demand placed upon our system, we had a record winter demand during that morning, along with a lot of other ERCOT systems. But we were forced to buy energy on the ERCOT market, just like practically every other electric utility in ERCOT. And prices were at least 50 times higher than what they would normally be. They were maxed out as far as what ERCOT allows and the state allows. And that equaled in a 6 or 7 hour period the cost of almost 15 to 20 days of normal energy costs on the wholesale market. So that's what we were faced with, the several million dollars of additional costs for power during just that morning. And in addition to that, the day or two surrounding that was the prices were higher than normal, which just made matters worse. But that particular morning is what really caused the all the additional costs that we're seeing for the most part.
So how's the additional cost being assessed to customers?
For both residential and non-residential customers, it's being handled through an increase in our delivery adjustment charge. And that's a per kilowatt hour charge on your bill. So the more power you use, then you'll see a little bit more cost associated with that. But for an average 1,000 kilowatt hour customer, whether it's a commercial customer or a residential customer, that would equal to about $5 a month. So if you double that usage in any 1 month, then you would see twice the adjustment then. The residential and non-residential customers will see an increase in that delivery charge in those months that we showed in the statement, that being the billing months of March, April, May, and June, along with November and December. We're trying to avoid the hottest time of the year with the highest bills, with the adjustment not being on those particular bills. These bills that we're including it on would not include the months of actual usage in June, July, August, and September. So that's what we're trying to avoid here as far as the adjustment charge.
What happened February 2nd, that's pretty much a once-in-a-generation or once-in-a-lifetime type of situation where you wouldn't want to go buy that much additional capacity just to have it around just in case, so that we wouldn't have had this situation then.
Well, that's correct. You know, this situation, February 2nd, was a situation that does not happen very often. It does not happen very often at all, to where it wouldn't be prudent for a utility to go out and purposely buy additional power and have to pay for that power for many years, possibly even decades, for the one time that you might use it. So that's the situation there, is that the ERCOT energy market, you don't know what the price will be. It could go from very low to very high, and that's what we saw that morning. Within an hour, it was at maximum levels.
And then there was a whole lot of attention when the rolling brownouts occurred. Some time has now passed since all that attention. Has that been pretty well ironed out, if this happens again or when it happens again, to try to prevent the brownouts?
Well, ERCOT has looked at their procedures and ways of handling the winter and summer conditions that would be at peak times for the utilities in the state, and I believe their review of their procedures and their policies will hopefully keep this from happening again in the foreseeable future. Anyway.
Other than the additional cost to buy the electricity, what additional expenses did the electric utility have to endure because of the cold snap, if any?
Well, really not any of the you always have service level type of situations with lines freezing up or icing up, possibly if you had icing conditions, which we luckily didn't have that day. But this was mainly a transmission and power supply issue throughout the ERCOT grid.